A new survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that among Americans who go into debt because of their cancer or a family member's, about 1 in 4 declare bankruptcy or lose their home to eviction or foreclosure. Seth Tupper of South Dakota Public Broadcasting has this report about a woman trying to avoid that fate.
Jenny Ray Peters lives for the kids who come into her care. She opened her home to foster children about 4 years ago, and it filled up fast.
I am the girl that gets her license to foster care and gets a sibling group of 5. Like, I am like, I don't know what it is. I just have learned to laugh.
Peters grew up in Delaware and moved to South Dakota about 20 years ago. She took on fostering as a single mom. Her household is constantly changing, and right now she has 4 kids living with her. At her house in Rapid City, a big sign on the front porch says, "You belong here. Welcome home." Inside, kids sign their names on a wall when they decide to make this their chosen family. Besides foster children, it includes the names of friends, nieces, and others.
But I do think when I counted up the last time, we had something like 26 foster kids on there.
Then, 2 years ago, breast cancer put all of that in jeopardy. When she was diagnosed, she at least had some financial peace of mind, knowing she had health insurance with her job as a children's mental health therapist.
So I went into it thinking like, oh, this isn't a huge deal.
But like many insurance plans, hers requires thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket payments every year before the coverage kicks in. And when she couldn't pay, she says her phone started ringing, even as she came out of a double mastectomy surgery.
I woke up and literally the phone call, I answered the phone thinking it was my sister just to see how I was doing. And it was a bill collector asking me when I was going to make payments. And I just had my breast removed.
There are so many bills that Peters doesn't know exactly how much she owes. She thinks it's at least $30,000. In the U.S., she's one of an estimated 100 million adults living with healthcare debt, according to a nationwide poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation. And her cancer could come back. It'll be several years until Peters will know whether she's officially in remission.
There's no other bill collector that will call you and demand payment for something that you're not sure that there was an efficacy for. Like, if I bought a car for $45,000, I would know if it drove.
She says she can't afford to make payments on her medical debt for now and fears bill collectors will eventually take her to court. She says if that happens, she'll bring her budget and her kids and ask a judge to choose which one doesn't go to college.
And it, to me, doesn't seem fair at all that I would sacrifice my children's education because I got breast cancer.
Peter says any money spent on medical bills could mean taking a child out of violin lessons, or buying cheaper, less nutritious food for her family. Her salary is about $73,000 a year. Like many cancer patients, Peters has gotten help. Friends have helped her pay some debt, and strangers have extended kindness too. Shortly after she got her diagnosis, she stopped at a taco place to pick up dinner for her kids. She was so stunned that she blurted the news to the person working the drive-thru.
And they were like, "We'll just give you the tacos." And it's so funny, I might cry, but that was the moment that I knew that it would be okay. And we used to kind of joke that it was cancer tacos, that whenever anything goes bad, the right person shows up and brings you cancer tacos. And you're like, so it kind of became the motto.
Peters kept that spirit through surgeries, chemotherapy, and radiation treatments. But financial trouble remains an all too common outcome for people with the disease. A study in Washington State found cancer patients are 2.5 times more likely to declare bankruptcy than people without the disease. For NPR News, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
That story is part of a partnership between NPR and Kaiser Health News.